been able to increase the peak ball speed by making the thinnest center that we've ever had on this face. So that's why
longest drives
are even longer, yeah. You know, and I think that's one reason why the tour player is absolutely loving it. But it's going to help, you know, it is really robust across the face. But if you do hit one, as we say, between the bars, they're going to go forever.
This is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fitting Room podcast. I am one of your hosts, AJ Volpel. You know the other host. His name is Nate Adelman. You've seen him on such things as the Fitting Room Live on Sirius XM Radio every Monday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern on PJ Tour XM Radio.
I think you've also seen my hands on the Amazon golf ball videos.
That's right.
Yes.
Those are also on
CallawayGolf.com.
Yeah, CallawayGolf.com. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Good
Nate's,
hands.
Nate's
good
been
hands.
In many things in addition to the Fitting Room. But, Nate, fun episode, overdue episode today. That's the biggest thing.
We're overdue. This was one of the episodes from a preparation standpoint that I started on the earliest, but it was really difficult to find a guest that was worthy of this product.
Right.
And we went through the whole building. But we settled on a fan favorite.
Yes.
Someone we knew is going to bring the thunder.
Always.
And that's Dave Neville.
Yes.
Senior director of brand management,
product
strategy, woods, irons, wedges. What's the other one? Hybrids?
Woods, hybrids.
Hybrids.
Yeah. So I don't even bother to say Yo D Nevs' title because everybody knows him. Everybody knows that he brings it every single podcast. I think we're surprising him this time that this is a video podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
So if you are just listening to this, if you want to watch it, we're going to have some really cool visuals because D-Nevs always brings visuals.
He'll bring some props.
Yeah, so go to our YouTube page, our YouTube channel, just search Callaway Golf, and it'll be right there on the homepage, and you could check out what our podcast studio looks like. I think we're making some renovations to it soon, but it's still pretty cool. You can see Nate's awesome shirt today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, I was doing some housework earlier, so, you know.
I didn't have a chance to shower. Some specs. It goes with Specs Nevs.
For Specs Nevs. But this is a really, really exciting product. This is the product that's first of its kind, Epic Flash Woods, Epic Flash Driver, Epic Flash Sub-Zero Driver, Epic Flash Fairway
Woods.
You're
getting so excited that you're starting to stumble.
Yeah, we're talking every technology that you've ever heard of and new ones. So Flash Face is the new technology, adjustable primer weighting, triaxial carbon, OptiFit hosel, Jailbreak.
Yeah.
Literally, it's everything.
Yes, the fitting story to these products are they're built to be personalized to your swing.
Right.
And
easy,
that's why we got to
easy
about
to fit, fitter's dream, better performance than anything, and industry-leading technology. It's got it all. So I'm really, really excited to learn more from Dave.
Yeah.
He always teaches us stuff.
Yeah, so the first couple minutes, we definitely want to spend talking about the technology because it is very advanced, it's very extensive, and it will give everybody listening or watching, hi, it'll give a great background to what it means in terms of fitting it. So we'll definitely talk about that for the first couple minutes. And everybody knows how D-Nevs, likes to go into the technology. And, so we'll definitely appease him a little bit. So, but first, I mentioned that our live show is on Sirius XM PJ Tour Radio every Monday from 5 o'clock Pacific time to 6 o'clock Pacific time.
I love that caller or that our listeners are figuring out they can call and get advice straight from your mouth. And it's been great. The calls have lit up. But if you have a question that doesn't get answered on the podcast, on the community, give us a call on Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah. So make sure you guys listen in and make sure you watch this on YouTube for some really cool visuals that Yo D Nevs is sure to bring in. So without further ado, we'll have Nate move over to the co-host seat. We'll have Yo D Nevs sit in the guest chair, and we'll be right back with Dave Neville after this break.
Adam Hadwin here, and you're probably wondering what I listen to before a round to get ready to go low. Well, the secret is I always have on my favorite podcast, The Ship Show with Jeff and AJ. They are the real reason I shot 59. Honestly, I'm not making this up. Well, maybe a little bit.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Fitting Room podcast and video cast. in the studio who just walked in no more than 10 seconds ago is our good friend, a very familiar guest on the Fitting Room, Yo D Nevs, a.k.a. Dave Neville, a.k.a. Specs Nevs, in the house. What's up, man?
Good to be with you guys. This is the first time I've been in the one that's like being filmed. Do we have a different name for the fitting room?
It's a video podcast.
I'm used to us just being on the podcast, and you know I can point at Nate, and we can have all kinds of shenanigans. But now you got to behave yourself because we got Lex watching in the back. We got cameras.
You had to comb your hair today.
No,
you had to put your makeup on.
I know. You didn't inform me of this.
Normally on a Fridays we don't wear shirts too.
Speaking of shirts, nice shirt there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what is that fine piece you got there,
Nate?
This
is a fine piece of clothing from Callaway in Japan,
where
they make the finest Callaway apparel.
Shout out to our man Terracotta, who hooked us up with some really nice pieces from CGKK.
Wait, so it's hooked who up with those pieces?
Primarily
because
me.
My hands are still empty.
Primarily me, and then I hooked up Nate with this one because it fit him perfectly.
Only on special occasions do I bust out something this nice.
Man, yeah. I thought you'd wear something green or yellow for the special occasion. I didn't, but
there's
I
green
maybe
and
you
yellow.
Would, you like to coordinate,
yeah? But well, I'm gonna paint something later, so hopefully you won't be able to tell if it.
All right. Well, listen, D Nevs, I have my special Epic Flash tumbler for the special occasion because you have some product with you.
That is sharp, right?
This
there.
Is a long-awaited. This is a long-awaited podcast.
I know. Why is it taking us this long to get to this podcast?
Because we wanted to build anticipation.
Okay.
Why do you think? Come on.
We're here.
Well, what are we here? What are we talking about,
We're
man?
Talking about all things Flash, and we have a lot to talk about. I got a massive list right here, but why don't you kick it off?
Well, this is probably, from the Callaway Golf Company, the most anticipated product of 2019. Maybe Apex. There could be a debate there.
So
Apex has
Stroke Lab is too. I mean,
cult
come
following.
On.
But when it comes to game-changing innovations, bringing cutting-edge innovation across any part of any industry, but bringing it into golf and golf clubs is really, really exciting. So we're here to talk about the new Epic Flash Woods, the whole line, drivers and fairways. But Dave, please just kick us off. Overview of the line of the Epic Flash.
Yeah, overview of the line, but you gotta take a step back, and I've got a few break aparts, things to show. But this is a typical driver face. See that, AJ, Nate? Yeah,
yep.
This is the X face, right?
So we're looking at the inside of the face. Right
the inside
now.
Of the face, yep. Right? Here's the outside, right? And the inside of the face. I'm holding it here so the camera can see it. This is the X face, and we've used this for probably the last five or six generations of drivers. So a little bit thicker in the center and thinner out to the outside. So this is basically what, you know, the best that our R&D minds could come up with, and they told this face exactly where to optimize it in all the different pieces, you know. So
it's an intuitive design that in the middle of the face, where it's going to have the most flexibility, we need it a little thicker so it conforms with the rules, but around the perimeter we want it a little thinner. Because that's when you're going to lose out on ball speed. And this is the Callaway face, but the face geometries of all drivers are very similar.
Yeah, they're pretty
this,
similar. Yeah, yeah. A lot of the competition.
Thicker in the middle and then gets thinner towards the edges.
And we would typically do for this 5 to 7 prototypes. 5 to 7 prototypes to work with the head of the driver. And then we got to kind of call it a day and go and build these drivers. So that's kind of where we were. And then flashback to a couple years ago, Doc Hawk, our fearless leader of R&D, went to Chip Brewer, our CEO, and said, I want to make an investment in a supercomputer. And Chip's like, okay, that's great. What are you going to use that for? And Doc said, well, I don't really know, but I think we can use it on the driver. And Chip said, go for it. And we made this huge investment in supercomputing.
Is it that easy? Just ask for money like that?
Well, actually, for Doc, it is that easy. Pretty much everything he asked for.
Do you go to the supercomputer store? Like, where do you get one?
I know. That's people
Black
like,
market or what?
Do you just go to Best Buy and just be like, give me the
Street
Flash
corner?
Supercomputer? Well, to your point, you not only do you buy the supercomputer, but then you have to hook it up with a bunch of different software programs. There's actually 7 software programs that are daisy chained together by our R&D folks to kind of work together. together. And they use the supercomputer for what we call artificial intelligence and machine learning. So,
well, not to mention the PhDs it takes to use the computer.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a lot of those. I mean, the largest R&D in the industry. So artificial intelligence and machine learning, AI is a really hot topic that's out there. You see it with Google, you know, Amazon Alexa recognizes your voice, recognizes different languages, Tesla with self-driving cars. Those are all software applications of artificial intelligence. And what we have here with the new Flash Face is the first consumer product, not just in golf, but we think any consumer product using artificial intelligence and machine learning to create the product. So it's not a software application, it's actual tangible hardware application of AI and machine learning. So what we were able to do with this artificial intelligence is really take off all the constraints. What you were talking about with the thickness of the face and different parts, mm-hmm. we're able to take that off and basically say the face has to be conforming to the USGA rules. It has to be durable, so even at tour player speeds, it can't break down, and then just make it as fast as possible. And those were the only constraints on it, and just let the computer go.
So are you essentially waltzing into the podcast studio and telling the world that Callaway is a technology company?
Yes,
and
a technology,
not so much a golf company?
A technology leader. We really are. You know, we've been looking out there for other applications of actual hardware to use AI and machine learning. And I think there's some like in aerospace, but in terms of a consumer product, this is really the first one.
And why don't you hold that face up to the camera so we could see the differences? And as if you're just listening, there's waves, there's different thicknesses, peaks throughout the entire face.
It almost
it's
looks
not just
like
that little, it's not that
it almost
face.
Looks like your ear.
Right, it does. Yeah. It kind of does have like that
like
shape.
The ripples in the structure of your ear.
And the supercomputer spit out 15,000 iterations.
Yes, 15,000 virtual prototypes.
Virtual prototypes.
So comparing it to 5 to 7 that we would do typically with the X-Face, the computer ran 24/7 for an entire month. So it would make one iteration, and then it would check that and say, is the ball speed maximized? And then it would make a tweak, then it would run another iteration, and another, and another, and another, until it got to about 15,000, which was the fastest possible face we could have with the head shape that we had designed.
So in the history of Callaway Golf, if you say 5 to 7 face shapes per club times the 37-year history of the company, we're looking at about 500 faces.
Yeah, it's less than that because we've only started doing the CAD and the prototyping. Mm. You know, the original Big Birds, they weren't doing anything.
No, they
just had one face, right. You know, and they right. just went with it.
So you're saying in this one driver, we went through like a factor of 100 times the number of prototypes as we have in all the others combined.
Yeah, so here's one way to think of it. If you cranked up one prototype on your laptop, which you have there, AJ, mm-hmm. it would take you 34 years to do one virtual prototype. And we did 15,000 virtual Jeez. Prototypes. So we basically tied up the supercomputer for a month working on all of these prototypes to make it better and better. And it spit this kind of ripple-looking face out, and the engineers were like, what the beep is this? There's no way that this is going to work because it's totally different than what anything we had designed before. And it's not something... I was just talking to Evan Gibbs, who designed the driver yesterday, about this. It's just not something that a human would have come up with. They couldn't have decided on how high this individual bump was going to be. And the other thing is that's interesting about it is it works together as a kind of a global program. So look at this part. It's like a little bit thicker right there. I'm showing this to AJ here. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that it's slow in that part of the face. Right. You know, it all kind of works together. The speed robustness and the spin robustness across this face is really amazing.
You're teasing me with my favorite word in golf, which is robustness.
You just said it twice.
Twice.
You just said it twice.
And we've talked about this a little bit on the show, but robustness is as you depart from center face contact, how does the spin and the speed change? And typically, as you leave the center, the speed will go down in all directions. Mm-hmm. The spin, as you go up, will go down. Yep. As you go down the face, the spin will go up. Mm-hmm. Towards the toe is usually less spin. Towards the heel is more spin. And the more robust a club is, or a face is, the less the spin will vary as you depart the center of the face. So when I first hit this driver, one of the things that I noticed was my miss on the club face tends to be toe, But I felt like the ball, even on a toe hit, still had the similar trajectory.
It doesn't dive out of the air.
Yeah, it doesn't drop, which is a spin robustness thing. And I noticed that immediately. And I actually talked to Evan about it, and he mentioned because the face geometry was a little counterintuitive to them, the face actually is a little bit heavier than typical faces, which gives it a lot more robustness because it's a little more mass that's contacting the ball and off center hits. And that that weight that's on the face, which is a little bit counterintuitive, actually leads to a lot more consistency of flight.
And the durability of this face is actually heat treated for 2.5 hours at 595 degrees Celsius. And I know you took math in high school, so that'd be 1100 degrees Fahrenheit, which is super, super hot for 2 hours to make this thing durable. And that's part of also why you get that spin robustness. The other thing that's worth mentioning is the peak ball speed. So this is kind of, I want to dispel a media rumor that is out there. And I know you like when we do this.
I like a good rumor.
I wish we had a sound effects for myth busting.
Myth busting. This could be a myth busting show, but you hear it all the time. All the manufacturers, they're tapped out in the center. They're only working on the outside. You know, they're trying to
make it forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they can't increase the peak ball speed. Well, we've been able to increase the peak ball speed by making the thinnest center that we've ever had on this face. So that's why longest drives are even longer,
yeah.
You know, and I think that's one reason why the tour players absolutely loving it, but it's going to help, you know, it is really robust across the face, but if you do hit one, as we say, between the bars, they're going to go forever.
Right. Because, so we mentioned all this and, you know, it does have a robust fitting story as well.
Well, we haven't even talked about the clubs yet.
Yeah, right. We haven't even talked, but I want to just quick mention, but it also has jailbreak as well, which is, you know, which started with Epic a couple years ago, and now Flash Face. Flash Face, technology is insane.
That's the technology that got us to number one. So we got to just review that real quick. It basically connects the crown and sole together, makes the body stiffer, which makes the Flash Face more effective. It allows us to make the Flash Face more effective. And people saw that with Epic. We had these huge jumps in ball speed, and that's really what got us to number one.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about the Flash Face technology is each face is optimized for the body that it's installed in.
Yes.
So the shape of, in this particular line, we have two driver heads. We have the standard and the Sub-Zero, which
Correct.
Is similar.
Mm-hmm.
Both have adjustable perimeter weighting.
Yep.
Both have OptiFit hosel. We'll get into all of that stuff. But
the
each face between the Sub-Zero and the standard is actually a little bit different.
Let's talk about the reason because of
face height, face depth, all of that stuff affects the way that the face will interact. And so each face between the two is unique. And so the technology in these clubs, if you were to take this face out and one of the other manufacturers said, oh, wow, I would never have guessed to do this, let's try this in our head, it won't work.
It's not going to work.
It won't work, which is amazing.
That's what I love about it. Right. Not only is it patented, it's not copyable. So even if we put this in Rogue or if we put this in the previous GBB Epic, it's not going to work there. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the competitors love to cut it open.
Right.
They're going to put it in their face. Oh, it does not work. It does not work. Yeah, of course. It's not designed to work. It only works in that head.
Right.
So I want to talk about the fitting aspect of this because, Nate, you mentioned that there's a Sub-Zero head and there's a standard head. There's OptiFit hosel, adjustable perimeter weighting now in the Sub-Zero head.
Yes.
I've actually heard a lot of fitting stories and talked to a lot of fitters that said golfers who have played Sub-Zero are actually getting fit into standard Epic Flash and vice versa. So if you're a golfer out there and you're interested in a new driver this season and you have played either Sub-Zero or standard model of ours in the past, yo, D-Nevs, they have to almost get refit for a driver.
Yeah, definitely. And with the Sub-Zero now having the APW, the perimeter weight there, that really gives more fitting capabilities. You know, it's worth mentioning in the standard that the tungsten weight that's in the back is a 16 gram, and then the Sub-Zero, it's a 12 gram. But the Sub-Zero has that front weight screw as well, mm-hmm. which we can use for fitting purposes, swing weighting purposes there. But it just gives a lot more capability to the fitters with the Sub-Zero model. Now, the Sub-Zero, in our testing is about 400 to 500 RPM less spin just to start, you know, but that it's all player dependent,
yeah.
But just the head in general is a lower spinning head to start. So if you're someone, doesn't have to be a better player. A lot of times it is a better player, but sometimes people just fight just a lot of spin. You know, they're spinning their driver 3,500, 4,000 RPM, and maybe the Sub-Zero, because it's still very forgiving, is going to be the better head for them because it can reduce that spin.
Mm. Cool. So shafts. I want to talk about shafts for a second. Talk about the stock options in each, because I'm looking at them and you could show them to the camera. We'll start with driver, but just go over some of the stock options for the driver right now.
Yeah, so we wanted to cover everything from the 40-gram class all the way up to the 80. So starting on the lighter side, we have the EvenFlow Greens. This is a new version of the EvenFlow. It's based on the Max Carry EvenFlow that True Temper has, the Project X. You have that in the 40 and 50-gram class. And then our kind of main up the gut for the Sub-Zero in the 60-gram class is the Mitsubishi Tensei, the AV Blue. So the AV stands for aluminum vapor. It's a stout, robust shaft. I mean, worth mentioning that the Tensei is the number one shaft on both the PGA and the European Tour. So Tensei doing incredibly well out on tour. Then the one I'm holding here, which is right up AJ's alley, this is the Hazardous Smoke Black. So this is a new version of the Hazardous Black in the smoke, a very stout option. We've got that in a 60 gram and a 70 gram, and then in the fairy wood, even an 80 gram. So we're covering and going all the way up from 40 all the way up to 80 grams.
Now, we'll get into the fairways in a second, but in terms of the order of operations for fitting this driver, we want to start with head model. You should be concerned. Number one concern, which head model? Number two is going to be loft. Number three is going to be shaft flex and shaft weight. Number four is we'll fine-tune lie angle, grip, length, all that.
Ball flight, too, with the...
Ball flight and adjustable perimeter weighting and ball flight. So that the order of operations hasn't so much changed since Rogue and since GBB Epic, but a lot of upgraded technology in this club.
Yeah, and still expect the Sub-Zero to spin, you were saying, 400, 500 RPM less depending... obviously on
player dependent, but you know, we can make some tweaks to that. We can adjust the loft, we can use the OptiFit hosel, we can even use the sliding weight and go in the fade and the draw position. In the standard model, worth mentioning, if you go from full fade to full draw with the upright setting, our testing is showing about 20 yards of shot shape correction. So that is That's pretty massive. That's getting
and a fitter's dream, too.
Yeah, getting somebody out of the woods and onto the fairway or onto the edge of the fairway, at least.
That's awesome.
For you, that's the difference between the fairway on the next hole over versus the rough.
I'm a wrong hole guy. I actually prefer sometimes to go on the wrong hole.
That's why you play well at Torrey Pines, because you can play the wrong hole.
It's part of my strategy. All right. So get into fairway woods, because my question is, does the fairway have the same face technology as driver?
It's actually a little bit different. So we took what we learned there and we applied it to the fairway wood, and we've gotten a lot of questions. Why don't you just put the exact same face that the driver has and just stuff it in the fairway wood? Well, it doesn't work that way. Right. So first of all, you know, just hold up the face of the fairway wood. Looks totally different from the driver in terms of the face height.
Yeah.
And then the use case is totally different. You need to be able to hit the fairway off the tee, out of the rough, out of the fairway, right? Mm-hmm. So it's different from driver. So I wish we had a little picture of what it looks like, but there's a durability ring around kind of the middle of the face, sort of in this area, which allows the center of the face to be very almost like a trampoline effect, and then also very hot low on the face, because we know a lot of people hit the ball low on the face, especially with fairway wood, so it's going to be very hot down there. So it does have flash face, but a different version of the flash face. I mean, it's we're calling it a ball speed machine, but a true ball speed machine, you got flash face, you got face cup, you've got jailbreak in there, you got triaxial carbon crown, you've got adjustability now that Rogue didn't have. So I mean, it has everything.
The adjustability on the fairways is, for me, I love that. And this club is, I mean, exceptionally forgiving, exceptionally fittable. And so especially with fairway woods, sometimes the hard thing is lie angle. mm-hmm. and you can adjust for lie angle on these. This is fantastic.
And worth mentioning on the Sub-Zero that the lie angle is 2 degrees flatter there on the on the Sub-Zero just to start. And we have a ton of different models available. So in the standard, we have the 3 Plus. We got the 3. We got the 5. We got the 7. We got the 9. We got the 11 and the Heavenwood. So, I mean, we got everything.
You got a Heavenwood in your bag?
And I know, but I probably should. I do have the 5-wood. 5-wood on of this Epic Flash is amazing.
I have
really, really good.
I have the 7-wood.
Oh, that's right. Nate's got the 7.
Jailbreak and face cup and 7-wood.
Hello.
Mean, come on.
That's the beat stick? Is that what
Oh, yeah. yeah. So you mentioned something that I don't want to breeze over so quickly, lie angle. So just because you're a super high spin guy, if you're real high spin to the right, I would take a look at Sub-Zero, but be careful because the lie angle is 2 degrees flatter.
Right, which is going to even encourage more right.
So just be careful of that.
But you can use the OptiFit hosel. Right. You can put it in the draw setting, which makes it more upright if you're struggling with that.
For the golfers who are fighting the big right,
yeah.
I probably would still steer you into the standard.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, standard and get that experiment with the OptiFit hosel in the draw setting, which you can now do. And I was just going to say, that's what I probably love most about those fairway woods because I always... have loved in the past adjusting a 3-wood to 16 degrees because I like a 4-wood, you know, a little, you know, a softer
tweener,
a tweener that literally goes higher and almost just as far. Mm. So I'm like, all right, this is a no brainer, but I love that addition. But guys, let's keep it moving. Factor
it's time.
It's time for factor fiction.
I love this segment.
Yeah, this is all right. Dean Evans is hard to stump here.
Dave,
he's a very faction guy.
We dug deep with the whole Calorie Research team to dig these up for you.
You all use the supercomputer?
Yes. We said, Doc, we need to borrow that supercomputer. All right. Number one, flash face technology is a brand new technology for the golf industry.
That is fact. It definitely is. And we think not just for the golf industry. We think in all of sports and all of consumer products, we haven't seen a consumer manufactured product that's using artificial intelligence and machine learning in the way that we are. So we're on the cutting edge there. And we really feel like in the next 5 to 7 years, all of the golf companies are going to need to be using AI.
And do you see AI beyond just drivers and fairways?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh.
That's about all I can say right there.
Oh, that's it, huh? That's all we get?
That's our signature fitting room tease.
I know. All right, number two. This is a good one. I don't know if you're going to know the answer to this, D-Nevs. The Epic Flash Sub-Zero is less forgiving than Epic Flash Standard. Fact or fiction?
Ooh, that one's a faction. That one's a faction.
See? Huge faction guy. It's I knew it.
Yeah, you got to hedge your bets a little bit. The head itself is a little bit lower MOI, true, but it's really player dependent. You know, because of the spin robustness of the Sub-Zero, it actually might be more forgiving for some players, you know?
Yeah, I would just to add to that, the MOI, typically we think MOI is synonymous with forgiveness, but in this instance, the forgiveness is comprised of both robustness and stability, mm-hmm. and that makes it play as or more forgiving than Rogue, despite the MOI numbers being slightly different.
Yeah, so we've been doing testing on the Flash Standard versus the Rogue, and this is interesting because you guys know the Rogue had the bigger shape. It was more pulled back, and it actually had a little bit higher MOI number than the Epic Flash Standard, but the downrange ellipse, in other words, how tight the dispersion was 23% better with the Epic Flash.
Right.
And that's all about the flash face and the robustness that we were talking about.
This has been the best fitting room ever with the number of robust...
If I swear to God, I'm just happy I took the over before we got in here. So, I mean, that hit in the first 10 minutes. So I'm like, I'm good.
All right, number three. The flash face geometry is the same in the entire line of Epic Flash Woods.
No. That's fiction. So it's slightly different in the Sub-Zero than it is from the driver, and it's very different in the fairway wood than it is from the driver because, like we said, it's optimized to work with that head, you know, and it's not going to work with the previous GBB Epic. It's not going to work with the previous Rogue. It's designed to work only with that head.
I have a bonus, factor fiction.
Oh, boy.
Factor fiction. Epic Flash and Epic Flash Sub-Zero drivers are available through Callaway Customs.
That is fact.
Ooh.
Absolute fact. Available now. The customs program is so cool, and we expanded this, and you know this because you did a cool video, on this.
Well,
but
tell us about it.
Instead, previously we had two zones, and we had nine colors that you could pick from the two zones. So you had 81 different options. We got a third zone this year, which is the jailbreak bar. So the first zone, you have that the crown and the soul. You can pick that color. There's 10 different colors you can pick from. Then the kickbacks or the rails on the bottom and the flash. That's kind of your second zone. You got 10 colors there, and then the jailbreak bars, you can pick that as well. So you have 1,000 different combinations now. So if you want to totally black it out, you can do that. You know, all red, blue, and white. We got pink in there. It's got a really cool head cover designed by our friend Mr. Chris Villardo. Yep. Shout out to Villards for that. And a couple cool little add-ons, the black slider in the back, which people are loving. And on the Sub-Zero, the weight screw in the front is also a smoke black.
So would you say that that's one of the most popular combinations, is like just blacking out the whole entire thing?
By far, the number one combination is all black.
Oh,
the second most popular is black and white. And the third most popular is all red.
Oh, whoa. All red is pretty tight.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you from the Tinkering Room.
Oh. The Tinkering Room podcast hosted by Nate
Allen. That's only hosted by
audience
Nate.
Of me only. One of the things on GBB Epic that was, and actually going back to just GBB, Great Big Bertha, we started to see on tour the introduction of animal style.
The double double.
Mm-hmm. Is this driver animal styleable?
That is a faction.
Faction.
It is animal styleable. We're kind of trying to go away from that, and how we did that, Anthony Newville, shout out to Anthony, work with the program team to come up with different weights of the sliders. So we have we actually have different weights of the sliders. You can get that through any of our high end fitters like Club Champion, and it can actually be ordered, you know, through the fitters. So we have different options there. We have weight kits that are available. All of our sales reps have these weight kits as well. We're kind of trying to go away from the animal style because it's just not as effective at fixing shot shape, you know. It just, the idea there was we only had the one weight of the slider, and we just wanted to double it up, and you just put a ton of weight in the back. So
all right,
we're kind of moving away from that.
All right, couple minutes left, last segment, questions from the Callaway community. Ask your question. The Fitting Corner thread is available 24/7, so if you wake up like Nate in the middle of the night, sweating, wondering,
thinking about ball speed,
just wondering how he can get rid of that right miss with proper tinkering of his equipment, you can go to callawaygolf.com/community, hop in the Fitting Corner thread, ask your question. We will answer it either on the podcast, on our live show on SiriusXM Radios on Monday, or Nate will just hop in there. Or Nate, or hop in there, or one of our experts. So Nate, why don't you kick us off? Questions.
All right,
this
question is from Jody, and he asks, which seems like we already covered it, but what are the stock and upgrade shaft options for Epic Flash?
So we talked about the stock. You've got the Even Flow Green, you've got the Tensei AV Blue, and you've got the Hazardous Smoke. But we have a lot of no-up charge shafts that are out there as well. The Even Flow from the Rogue is out there, the Hazardous Yellow. So the ones that were no-up charge in Epic and in Rogue are also going to be no-up charge, and there's a few other ones. So I think it's something like 18 to 20 no upcharge options out there. A ton of different models.
Sure to find the one that works for you.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Greg 2. I want to upgrade my Great Big Bertha driver to the Epic Flash. I have a shaft I was fit for and I love it. Will it fit in to the Flash head? Will his shaft from Great Big Bertha go into the Flash head?
Yes, it will. So the hosel is the same. Now, it's worth noting, on the fairway wood, it's not. So we had to go to a more efficient, shorter hosel on the fairway wood in order to incorporate jailbreak and adjustability in the same fairway wood. So that's got the new, more efficient OptiFit hosel. The driver has the longer one, the original. It's backward compatible. The fairway wood is not backward compatible.
It's worth noting there that the fairway woods in the past that were adjustable were using a driver hosel.
Yes.
So the hosel wasn't designed for the way a fairway wood is used. And so this year we've introduced a hosel specific to
the fairway.
How a fairway wood should perform, where the center of gravity should be, because it's just adding weight.
It saved about 7 grams. We're able to use that for the jailbreak and the flash face.
Love it.
All right, last question here from SSS809. Does Epic Flash replace Rogue in the line?
That's a great question. Technically, no. Rogue is still in the line. But in terms of the Sub-Zero and the standard, Epic Flash, in all purposes, does replace that. The Rogue Draw model, though, we're definitely going to keep pushing and have out there. That's still our most capable draw model. I mean, it is designed for people who are fighting the right miss. It's got the weight screw, but also has a ton of weight all the way into the heel. The fitters love the Rogue Draw. It did really, really well for us. So that's out there. Obviously, you got to get fit and you got to try these ones head to head. So Rogue is still out there. Epic Flash is better, but the Rogue Draw is still an option.
And the Rogue is not as adjustable or configurable. It's all about raw speed and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Epic Flash is really full service fitting,
total performance. Yep.
Multi material. We didn't even mention Traxxel Carbon Crown, but that's there too.
Absolutely.
What's in your bag? Which model are you playing?
I actually went to the 10.5. I've always been a 9 guy, but I went to the 10.5. Got some good spin rate numbers in there.
Nice.
Been tinkering with the shafts like Nate likes to do, but I'm kind of in the Mitsubishi Tensei camp there.
All right.
What about you?
I am in the 10.5. Sub-Zero driver.
Of course you are.
Got my spin down just to where I like it. Got my launch up by going to 10.5 because I was 9, but it was still low launching. So
you tend to hit it low.
I've
done fittings with you.
Always. But I got lofting up. I think I'm at like 9 degrees of launch, my launch angle, which is like
significantly higher.
That's yeah, because like everybody knows I come like 4 down on a driver, just like always launch it low, but it's a good head. Yeah, it's fun.
That'll change.
I'll probably start tinkering real soon. You know that.
I'm in the 10.5 standard.
Yeah,
a lot of 10.5s in this room.
That thing is an animal.
I've seen Nate pound it. He's
what's your shaft setup?
I got the Mitsubishi Kurokage in that 60.
Nice. That's been your go-to for a while.
Yeah, that shaft just works. And then the Tensei and the fairways, I got a 3 wood up to 16, so it's like a 4 wood. And then I have the 7 wood. Which is just an animal.
Not the heaven, but the 7.
No, the 7.
Okay.
Animal with the Tensei Pro Blue in that one.
See, I haven't tried the Tensei Pro Blue yet. I gotta give that a little look.
You might try that in like the 60X. Might be good for you.
Yeah.
Might be the 60R.
You know what?
Or the R.
I'll go in the middle. I'll go 60S. How's that sound?
All right.
Well, yo, D-Nevs. You came in here. You pranced. You pranced your way into the podcast studio. Dropped a ton of lightning flashbolt knowledge on us.
Dave never comes to a fitting room without props.
That's right. He
always
has
got
props.
The props.
He's always got his props.
Always try to bring the heat.
He's got the heads. He always brings the heat.
Always.
How could somebody hit you up on Twitter if they have a question for you?
DNFCG. People hit me up all the time, and I answer a ton of questions out there on Twitter.
Nice. Awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. Nate, thank you. Thank you to our producers, Daniel and Lex, in the control room, putting the cameras on our faces now. So
I know, that's scary.
Yeah, so if you want to watch this, go to YouTube, our channel. It'll literally be right on the homepage of our YouTube channel, so check that
Callaway
out.
Callaway Golf channel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Our Callaway
AJ's
Golf channel.
Been working out, so it's worth a look.
I've been working out only for video podcasts, so yes. So it's very nice. But thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you on the next Fitting Room.